So moving along, we now move to the oxides and the hydroxides of carbon. So for carbon, the common oxides then are carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. And you certainly should be able to draw the bonding inside these two. So for carbon monoxide, you recall for the main group elements, when we're looking at period 2, and on the right-hand side, we expect to fulfill the octet rule. So we have 8 electrons around the atom. So for the carbon then, you can count 6 electrons in the triple bond there and 2 electrons there. So that puts an octet around that carbon. 6 electrons in the triple bond and 2 electrons on the other side of oxygen puts an octet around the oxygen. So both those atoms have got an octet, making it a nice stable molecule. For the carbon dioxide, it's double bonds on either side. And again, every atom has got an octet. The carbon monoxide has got a pair of electrons on carbon and a pair of electrons on oxygen, which can bind to other things. Now that's the reason that carbon monoxide is poisonous, because it's got a high affinity to bind to iron. And as a result, if you breathe in carbon monoxide, it binds to the iron and hemoglobin, and it binds irreversibly, so that normally your hemoglobin is transporting oxygen. Now it's blocked with the carbon monoxide, it can't do that, so as a result your aerobic respiration fails. The other common things that we would find carbon monoxide used in, it's used in metallurgy. It's a good reducing agent, which means it passes on electrons. For carbon dioxide, its characteristics now are quite different. This guy is non-toxic, so it hasn't got the ability to bind to transition metals readily. It's used in refrigeration and obviously inside Coca-Cola to give you those fizzy bubbles. So it's one of those Coke fountains. We actually did one of those as an experiment a year ago just for fun.